Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, the Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. Please go to the website foundationathearstcastle.com to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Tanya.
And we're the War and Treaty.
Where did war and treaty come from?
Well, we have two reasons why we named ourselves War and Treaty. But the first one started from us having an argument about the name itself.
Somebody had to come up with something to start the argument.
Exactly. We had changed the name about seven times. And this one time, Michael was ready to change the name again. And I said, no. Look, Michael, this is not the war. You know, we're not going to get into another argument about this. We have to figure out a way to have a treaty with this. And he stopped me in mid-sentence and was like, that's the name of the band, you know. So that's how the name derived. And then, of course, as our marriage went on, I learned that Michael had served in the Iraq War as an American soldier in the Army. And it just made sense, the war and treaty. And it defines our relationship, you know, the love that we share and the balance that I think everyone has in life, you know, love and war, love and hate.
Back up even further in your lives, when and how did music start resonating with you? Was it in church?
Oh, for me, music has always been a part of my life from childhood. On both sides of the coin, my family sings. My mother and all her sisters and her mother, my grandmother and my grandfather were great, great singers.
So singing was in your house, right?
Yes, in my blood. And the different styles. You know, my granny, she came up on like the Patsy Cline, Hank Williams era, and then on the other side of the coin, my dad, my Uncle Zelbert, was a great influence on piano playing and singing in my life. So music has always surrounded me.
Yeah, I would have say the same. You know, I came from Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., and it's interesting as we're here in Bristol, Virginia. I used to come down here as a kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one of my, I call her my aunties, one of my aunties in the church, her mom actually stayed here, that she was raised here in Bristol, Virginia. And we would come down and we would have church down here as well when we were in leaving Washington, D.C. So my mom sang. My dad was from New Bern, North Carolina. Music was always around. And country music, you know, as you grow up and you think about it, it was always around you, you know, without even knowing that it was there. My dad watching Westerns, you know, my granddad watching Westerns. And then, as I mentioned, coming down here to Bristol, Virginia, you didn't realize that you were coming to the country. You just realized you were coming to see the people that you love, family, you know.
And gospel, did you sing in the choir?
Oh, yes, definitely gospel music, calypso music, any kind of music was around.
Gospel is the primary.
Yeah.
And as we all know, everything derives from that soul.
Yeah.
So, you know, gospel was just a major influence. Mahalia Jackson, Thomas Whitfield, James Cleveland, Thomas A. Dorsey, and then some of the soul stirs and that kind of thing. Go start getting deep in the southern airs and everything. So, you know, music is music, and we love it, and we're happy to be able to do it today.
But you are both, your heart is your voice or as an instrument, right? More so instrument, guitar or whatever is more to support.
Well, I play keys. I don't think that there's a separation in the two, because when I'm standing alone trying to sing without the keys, I feel so naked.
Oh, interesting.
And then when I'm sitting down keys and playing just keys and playing for someone, I want to sing. So I started to realize that we're just one body. And, you know, and I think that when you talk to at least piano players, like, piano singer players, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, you know, they'll tell you the same thing. You
Interesting.
Know, and that kind of thing. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm a vocalist, and one of the first things I learned about music was that your voice is the first instrument. It's the first thing that you have as a child to start hearing sounds. Mm-hmm. You know, you match that voice to anything you hear. Someone goes, ooh, you go, ooh, as a child, you know. Mm-hmm. So sound is in the voice work together. So being a vocalist, is that's my instrument, and I play the tambourine sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. But for the most part, the vocal.
That's wonderful. So how did you guys come together and when? And
well, we were married in 2010. Well, we met in 2010. Mm-hmm. We got married in that December. We married ourselves. That's a long story. But we married, and then 3 years later, we ended up singing together. So we didn't actually get married to sing. You know, they get married and become a group. Yeah. We didn't do that. We actually fell in love, and we loved each other. And 3 years later, we started singing together because a friend of ours heard us singing. My brother couldn't make a rehearsal, because I was originally going to do a duet with my brother, and Michael was writing the songs for, and she heard us, and she said, you guys don't hear that? And I was like, no. And Michael was like, no. And then we went to her church, and we sang a love song in her church, and that was it for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And like you alluded to, the voice is a classic instrument in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Totally.
Yeah, I was in Branson, and there was a band, I think it was Six or something, and they did like a Beach Boys cut. But the trippy part, it was all voice, drum, guitar, everything. It's like, wow, that blew my mind.
I came up on a band when I was growing up, famous gospel Christian band called Take Six. And they do that kind of thing, you know, on like the Manhattan Transfer. You know, they do all that, like quartet, barbershop harmonies or... You know, the Pentatonix, you heard those guys? They do that, too. They kind of like the new Take Six, but yeah.
That's really cool. So what talk to us about what you do. I'm the same, ADD. So talk to us about your life, your career as singers, as musicians.
Well, we've been having fun.
Are you on the road a lot?
Yeah, we're on the road a whole lot, man. And this year we've done a couple of cool things. I think none cooler than we were asked to help induct Ray Charles into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And we did that on May 1st.
That's an honor.
That was an honor. It was Betty Levette and Garth Brooks and Warren Treaty. We were in charge of putting Mr. Charles in there. And that was so awesome. And then we turned around, went to New York City at the Lincoln Center, and then did a full tribute for Americana for Mr. Charles. We did a full tribute there of all his songs. Yeah. And we had Buddy Miller come out, and he sang. Buddy and I sang Seven Spanish Angels. And I guess, you know, I was Ray Charles, and Buddy was Willie Nelson. And then we had the legendary Valerie Simpson come out. And Valerie, she did a song that she wrote for Mr. Charles, Let's Go Get Stoned, by her and Mr. Ashford. That was really cool, you know, Valerie from Ashford and Simpson. But we've been touring a lot. We signed a new record deal this year. Signed our first major recording contract with Universal, UMG Nashville, Mercury Records.
Nice.
So we're doing that. We got label mates on there, like Chris Stapleton is our label mate. So it feels really good to be in that kind of company. And we put out a single last week and a music video. And now we're getting ready to put out another one in a couple of weeks here. And hopefully put out a record next year. So yeah, we've been pretty busy.
When do you sleep?
When we can.
Can you spell it for us? We don't really know what that means yet. But and I think the biggest accomplishment that we've done is we've been able to maintain it still while parenting. You know, we homeschool our son on the road.
Wow.
Our baby, he's 11 years old.
Oh, okay.
And shout out to Legend. Hello, Legend. And then our daughter's 18, and she's actually working for the family business. She's our merchandise president, mm-hmm. so she handles all the merch for us on the road as well.
Nice.
This is the first year she gets to travel with us all the time.
So she's loving that.
Oh, yeah, it's her thing. So, and we've been able to have a successful marriage on and off the stage.
And where do you guys live?
We live in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
And our parents moved. We moved in, my mom and dad, with us.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So that's a big accomplishment for us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's all music. All that sings harmonic notes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So when you're performing, when you're on stage, is it just the two of you and maybe you on piano? Or do you have a backup band sometimes?
Oh, we got a full-blown band. Got a four up-to-no-good guys behind us. And it's always fun. In fact, I will say this is the best unit we've ever had, and being able to travel with, mm-hmm. it really, truly feels like family. And we love these guys.
Well, you're blessed to have that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you never, just two voices on stage, other than special events?
Sometimes we do. I think that's one of the things I love about our show, on top of just having an amazing band that plays with us. And I enjoy when Michael and I are able to just have the harmonies, you know, and just enjoy.
Well, as you said, sometimes we do it every show. Yeah. We break our sets down.
Got it.
You know, we start out with the full shebang, and then we break it all down to a trio with our guitar player, and then you get me and Tanya alone, and then we build it back up. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let's roll back in life. Real curious about your time in the Army and in Iraq. Did music stay with you? Was that a part of your solace while you were in the field?
It's very interesting because music left me for a second there, and I replaced music with fear, being in the war, and being able to being that kind of afraid to be out there, you know. And but a guy reminded me of the power of music, one of the captains, and came back. You know, I started writing some material out in the war, and I then started writing songs for memorials out in the war and asking my unit, could I sing? And they must have liked what I did, because then that became my job. You know, I started writing songs about the fallen, performing them for the memorials, and I would do that from 05 to 07, which was my exit out of the military. Mm-hmm. That was it for me.
Interesting. And do you go to some veterans events and whatnot still? You're still involved?
A lot of our shows end up being linked to, like, veteran organizations. Mm-hmm. In 2014, we were going out and teaching vets how to turn their pain into music, help them songwrite like Mary Gaucher does and that kind of thing. But wherever we go, you know, recently, I think earlier in last year, we did a big old thing for the troops with the Grand Ole Opry, you know. So whatever we do, we try to make sure that veterans are represented well, and that people understand that I am a veteran through and through. You cut me open and I bleed vet.
I love it. Tell me a little bit about you. What's closest to your heart in your journey as a couple making music?
I think one of the things I love about what we do is I've always been a servant. I think music serves the heart. It serves every part of the human, you know, and we get to do that together. You know, that's what makes it so magical, that we get to serve people with our music and watch people change. I got into music because I remember watching my brother. I was about, I guess about 8 years old, and he was singing in church, and people were like, it's a Black Baptist church, so they were all over the place, you know, just happy and shouting and full of joy. And I said to my mom, whatever he's doing to make people feel like that, that's what I want to do with the rest of my life.
And you were what, 13?
I was eight.
Oh, wow.
He was 13. Mm. And now to be able to do that with Michael is amazing.
So yes. you're
look at this face. I mean,
so you're really blessed, both of you. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me, what's closest to your heart in sharing?
What's closest to my heart is love. Mm-hmm. you shared a story with us earlier, and I said true love. And not to be cheesy or anything, but honestly, the closest thing to my heart, to my passion, is my wife mm-hmm. and my children.
Yeah.
Nothing gets past that.
Pretty precious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. I could go on all day, but they gave me 15 minutes with you, and we're hitting 15 minutes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
No, I touched my heart.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. You can't even talk. You nailed me, man. To learn more about your world, where would you direct us?
Yep, you can go to our website, thewarandtreaty.com. You can go on all our socials. It's either The War and Treaty or War and Treaty mm-hmm. on any of those socials there. Also, you can go to Universal Music Group's website, umgnashville.com.
And you get some music samplers there.
That's right. Yeah. YouTube, everything. You know, we all out there. Once again, my name is Michael.
And I'm Tanya.
And we are The War and Treaty.
I love it. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Bristol, Tennessee, and Bristol, Virginia. I love it. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the Foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundationathearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. Their last 2 bits for none of it.